say you got a girl. Yeah, you want me.
I love this song.
Oh yeah.
You got a girl.
Just get your feeling right.
Knowing I'm desperate, getting on in and falling all over love. I do it till it's last.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome to Out the Game with Gene, Genie, and me, Tim.
I'm Genie, and he's Tim. Yo, it's been a while, man.
It's been a minute.
It's been too long.
It's been a minute. I just want to drop that because when that beat drops, it's like, oh, man.
That was because you don't know which version that's going to be.
Exactly.
And I was pleasantly surprised.
You haven't heard this?
I heard the original. I haven't heard this.
Yeah.
Calvin, is it still her?
With Calvin Harris.
Oh, Calvin. Hmm.
Yeah.
I was watching an interview, and she was talking about the significance of this and how wrong it is, but how honest it is.
It's true.
I know people like that.
So for those of you who don't know this song by SZA, there's a woman who has a man, and she's like, you'll take Wednesday, Thursday, and I'll keep him satisfied for the weekend. You take the weekdays, and then I'll take care of the weekend. And then after that, she's like, actually, I need a little bit more, so I'm going to take some of the weekdays, too. So basically, it's like the side chick national anthem right here.
You know, it's weird because it's empowered side chicks all across America and the world. And
right?
No, these are my days. I got custody Thursday, Friday. And
yeah, like, you think you're doing it during the week, but he's really looking forward to me the weekend.
That's just way too complicated. I know we had a podcast on, being in other people and when it's too far and all that stuff. But didn't we talk about polygamous relationships too?
We did. And then someone sent this response, so we'll have to talk about that in another episode.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, with today's world, if you have a calendar, I really think you can balance it out. I'm just saying.
You are a fool.
You just got to make sure you keep the dates and clear. Don't be blatantly obvious of what you put in there.
Put the reminders in your Google Calendar.
Put the reminder, like, sure. I need to check in with the other plant. I need to water the other plants this weekend.
You're a damn fool.
And your wife be like, what you doing? Just watering some plants.
Taking the trash out.
My seeds, getting them out there.
I had a boy stand up who had a joke about that. She said, why you say you're taking the trash out all the time? Taking the trash out. Well, I've missed you. It's been too long.
Yeah, man.
You know, stuff happens. You got to, like, take care of stuff, and we had to take a hiatus, but we're back.
Yeah,
and
man.
Not only are we back.
We're back.
But you are about to get married.
Oh, man.
Now, what's the count? Are you counting in days yourself, or are you still going less than a month? Are you saying, what's the term?
3 weeks from today.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I kind of had a little jolt of the spirit.
Right?
Kind of go through me just right now.
It's a little weird saying that. Like, 3 weeks. This time, in 3 weeks, I'll be getting ready.
You'll be married. All right, so what's the feelings? Like, what's the...
Complete, honest, raw truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited, but I'm ready for it to pass. Right. I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to it, but I'm ready for it to be here.
I think I felt the same way. It's this sounds bad, but you're ready.
Right? It sounds bad.
If you say, like, I'm ready for it to be over, that's a bad way. But
no,
you're
ready
for it to be here and to occur. And I felt the same way. I think I said that, too, but I said it not as good as you just said.
I'm ready for it to be here, and then ready for the rest of my life, and then to be able to wake up and not. It's just like, I'm not a planner. So this is always this top of mind. Like, all right, what do I need to do? What do I need to do?
Right.
Have I forgotten something? Just that always lingering over you is just, like, annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
Because the list doesn't end for weddings.
No. There's always something that comes up.
Yeah. It's, I thought I was prepared for, you know, by doing productions, you know, doing film, music videos and all that stuff. There's like an endless list, and you're going to forget something that day, but this is even bigger than that.
Yeah, man. Yes.
Okay. So you're ready for it to be here.
Yep. I'm ready.
And then what's like left what's left practically? Like, is everything taken care of, or
for the most part, everything is taken care of. It's just the small stuff. So we need to put who's going to be at what tables. We need to get the little table numbers with the little, like, this table 4, table 3. Get an easel. We're going to do something like you with the mirror.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're going to write the tables on there. We just need to put something to put it on. What'd you put it on?
Well, we started on an easel, and then we thought, this is going to come off and kill somebody. So I think we perched it against the outside door on the porch out there, like with a stone or something. So we had it on an easel, but it was too big. By the way, that was like an actual mirror from our house, and then it, we got it back home and put it back up, and like the next week it fell down and broke, crashed.
Really? Because I remember we talked about it. I was like, oh, can I use that? And you were like, oh, we're going to keep it as like a little reminder and with everyone's names of everyone who came.
And that lasted and where they like sat. A week and
a half. And it broke.
Yeah.
What?
I wasn't home when it broke, but apparently it fell off the wall with a tremendous clatter and just like glass everywhere, and I guess the dogs scattered and
oh man,
went their separate ways. But I still have the frame. It's still a cool frame.
That's cool.
I gotta put something in there.
Was that easel yours, or did you have to go buy an easel?
No, that was our coordinator Julie brought that easel. I think it was one of those telescoping plastic things, but yeah, it just like it was not safe. It wasn't gonna be safe. It ain't safe. All right, so you don't have that much to do then. Like, you're pretty much ready.
I think we're chilling, man. Bachelor party's tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah. It's also because, like, I didn't know. I had no idea until just, like, yesterday or day before yesterday of what was actually going to happen.
Right.
I thought, like, we were going to go play some golf and then go watch some basketball, chill. But my homeboy texted me with, like, a bunch of stuff.
So he told you what's on the menu.
He told me. He was like, hey, if you want to invite anybody else, here's what we got going on. Send it out. And I was like, okay. And then, wow. Much more than
it's jam-packed.
What I thought it was going to be.
Now
you got it, right?
Yeah, okay. I got it. But it also said, don't tell Tim. So when you asked me earlier, I was like,
I think he just copied what he originally sent out to everyone else and then sent it to me.
Because you walked up, you're like, hey, man, did you get the text? And I was like,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What is that?
Now, I know that. Yes, it actually sounded like the movie The Birds.
Yeah, right?
Attacking us. Now, I know there's unplanned stuff on there. That you're unaware of.
Maybe. There has to be. I don't know.
There must be. That's the element. Who planned it?
My boy Jason. Yeah.
Yeah, so I know some unplanned stuff on there. Like, because I think that's an integral part of bachelor parties. It's like, at some point, you can't really make the decision, so, like, you're just going along with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just hoping that, like, I don't think anything's going to happen where I get in trouble, but...
I don't think, yeah.
You can never be too sure at a bachelor party.
Well, I might have to sneak down there at some point because it's not too far from here. I might have to get in the car after my wife goes to bed and just be back before she wakes up in the morning.
All right.
I'm going to get in timeout for saying that.
It's how you want to post.
We can't release this until after.
tomorrow.
We have to wait off 2 weeks until injuries heal and bank accounts are resettled and all that stuff.
Yep.
Now that's dope. What is on the program that you know of?
All right,
one thing you're looking forward to?
Let me pull this up for you because some of it I don't even know what it means. So this is what he got. Doing breakfast tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Out in the Anaheim area.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got an escape room plan. So
oh, I love escape
like
room.
Yours. Killing it. It's going to be near Disneyland area out in Anaheim.
I tell you, those personalities come out in an escape room.
Yeah.
You see what type of, every type of person in there.
I'm going to try to be observant, see how people play it.
That's how I am.
You know?
Yeah.
Just observe and see what goes on. And then from 2 to 5, it says we're going to downtown Disney and watch some March Madness.
Oh, that's perfect.
Which I'm into. Like, I'm a big basketball fan, so that's dope. Now, this is the part where it gets a little iffy.
A little cryptic.
Yeah. So, it says Vietnamese coffee shop.
Okay. All right.
But let me just say this one. And it says, after that, if you've never been to one, please look it up, LOL.
Now, did you look it up?
So, I made the mistake. I was at work, right? And I'm in one of my principal's offices. We're having a check-in. After our check-in, I, like, get the text. And I'm like, I'm reading through it. I'm like, oh. I don't know anything. I know no knowledge of
could be any
a
kind
Vietnamese
of,
coffee shop. And I'm like, okay, it's a Vietnamese coffee shop. So I Google it, and it's just like coffee shops popping up, like normal coffee shops. And I'm like, okay. Then I go to images to see like what like they look like on the inside. And yeah.
Okay, hold on one second, because I'm going to do this live on the air in our
Google
podcast.
Google Vietnamese coffee shop.
So when it pops up.
And Google. And go to photos.
Okay,
go
hold on one second.
Go to images.
I want them to, all right, Vietnamese. I can't spell Vietnamese. Coffee shop. What's this called? Vietnamese coffee shop?
Yep.
Okay, I'm in Google. I put in Vietnamese coffee shop.
Images.
We do this podcast out of a park, and apparently there's no reception. So if we were in trouble, I couldn't get a phone call out of here.
Let me see if I can pull it up for you as well.
Yeah, whoever wins. I hope it was a... The other day, somebody tagged me in something, and it was one of those... it looked like a puppy video or something like that, but the sound the person edited behind it was like a porn sound. So I'm watching this thing I thought was like a normal thing, and then like the porn sounds start coming out of my phone. I had to like... And I look super sus. I look like I'm watching something I'm not supposed
See,
to.
See, that's happened to me so many times.
So that's what I thought was going to happen with the Vietnamese coffee shop.
Well, here you go. Here are the images.
Okay.
Yeah. So... I'm in a principal's office, assistant principal's office, pulling this up on my laptop, and then I go to Google, and then right when I go to Google Images, clearly, obviously, someone from the office walks by, and I have to quickly close my laptop, because what pops up is what you're looking at right now.
You weren't on a phone, you were on a laptop.
I was on a laptop.
All right, to the people listening, you need to go Google it and see what pops up. I can't.
This is not my, I just want people to know, it's not my idea, I did not request this, this is not my suggestion.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make it to this. Wait, so what was the time frame for this?
I'm like, what? What? Is, what?
But what? Okay, so the parenthetical phrase in that text afterwards was, if you've never been, look it up. Or if you know, if you've been, you know. That's what it said, right?
No, it's like, if you've never, if you don't know what it is, look it up. Something to that.
Okay, effect. Because I thought it inferred that, like, people know this and there's like a select few who don't know. It implies an underground. And
right.
I did not know.
Nope.
This
did
was
not
a
know
thing.
At all. So basically, would it be accurate in saying it's kind of like the Hooters of coffee shops?
I mean, Hooters, to say this is Hooters is an understatement. To say this is Hooters.
That's the closest comparison I could come up with in terms of people serving you food in specific type of
man take this phone
attire.
From me because
yeah you give us back
take
You've
this
been
away from
at this
me because
a little too long man
because you keep scrolling and there's just more and more photos.
Maybe I might stand outside the door for this. I don't
no you gotta go
I
in
don't, I don't know
it's a bachelor party. yeah we don't have to wait to air this one because I already
and then there's like something called Girls Cafe, which I think is much more chill and restaurant, or GZ Cafe.
How classy
like that.
Is that? Vietnamese cafe, you drinking coffee with your pinky out.
Yeah.
Getting so, served by.
Yeah, but.
That sounds fantastic.
Because I'm. If anyone knows me, they know I am not a traditional bachelor, like, oh, I'm going to a strip club, like,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Like, that is not me. Because one, I'm just not interested in that. And two, I'm one of the most frugal people in the world. If I'm going to pay someone.
Yes.
To dance for me, I'm not, actually. Yeah. Just, that's the axiom of that sentence. I'm
that,
not.
And they're so. Just plain awkward and weird, and you're sitting around with guys. Like I've never understood the allure of a strip
yeah,
club. It's
no,
like,
it's not.
It's weird, really.
Why am I giving my money to that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, it's different strokes for different folks, but I ain't that folk. I'm not. I'm not the one.
Yeah, not only is it weird, but, like, why would I spend my money on that? I'd rather drink the coffee at the Vietnamese cafe.
Yeah, this is not me. So, you know.
Well, something's going down. We're going to... I can't remember the recap after my bachelor party. I can't remember what it was or even how much I remembered. But, like, the podcast after your bachelor... So, we're going to have to do... We're going to have to pack in three more for your wedding. It might even have to be biweekly. But we need the bachelor party catch-up. We need the 2 weeks out. And then we need the week of this is about to happen podcast. All those things need to happen.
Man, you know... Yeah.
How does your fiance feel? How is she doing?
So
did she have her bachelor party?
Her bachelorette party is next weekend. So it's after mine. So mine is
got it.
Tomorrow. Hers is the next weekend.
Is that one in LA?
Hers is in Newport Beach.
So now, I'm really bad at geography. That is one of the beaches down. So that's like out west, down southwest.
Yeah. So it's probably like an hour away from me in Torrance.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes like Long Beach, Huntington Beach, Newport Beach, all in that area, near OC, Irvine, all that. So
you all. Why do you think it wasn't like at the same time? It was just like people had to be in town and.
It was just the weekends that the best and maid did it. The maid of honor and the best man.
Yeah, I wonder what happens at the girl bachelorette party. Like, I wonder just what happens.
They told me something, but I don't. They told me what they're gonna do, but I really don't know. I don't know if I believe them.
I think they, in my head, it's like a lot of, I don't know, you eat like a lot of penis-shaped cupcakes or something like that. You go to, I don't even know where you go.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
Go to Chippendales.
So this is what they said. She told me that they're gonna do like, go to a salon, get their hair done, get dressed up, and go out to dinner. And it's going to be also like a sunset kind of like cruise, boat ride with like their girls.
Hmm.
But I think that's all code for something. I think.
Oh, it's the same thing with Vietnamese coffee shop.
Right. I think sunset means
cruises.
Like
cruises.
Something's going down, but it ain't the sun. It's like, you know, like you something's happening. So I don't know. Like, I don't know what they're really doing. But
a sunset cruise. It might just be like a club on a boat. Might just be like a club out on the water.
But then if it gets crazy, you can't escape it.
That's
just
true.
You just
That's true. It's like either the perfect horror or perfect comedy film, what they're doing.
Yeah, so it's just, you know.
I'll go do reconnaissance. Just hanging off the edge of the boat.
Much appreciated. That would be super helpful.
Hey, if you're just joining us in the middle of this podcast for some reason randomly, this is Out the Game podcast, and the song Tim played right now is like this needs to be the anthem for your bachelor party weekend. So starting tomorrow, you need to play this on loop. Good, you with your magic, hey, with your magic. Hey. If you go with your cash,
it's funny because once you hear the doom, doom,
oh, you know doom, it's going down.
Doom. You like if you had a party, you got to go find someone real quick, or you just gonna be standing on a wall by yourself. There's
two sounds that elicit an immediate. And it's the same response. There's two sounds I've experienced in my life that immediate this visceral ASAP response in black people. One is the diminished chord on the four when you're in church. When he goes, and, God said, organ. Yeah. That third chord is the diminished chord. That makes people jerk. And that and then the first chord of back that thing up.
Yep.
That it's the same response.
Yeah. Oh, man.
My grandma, for a while, my cousin lived with my grandma growing up. And he's older than me and he had... I'm putting people on blast now. Well, he had VHSs down there.
Okay.
And one of them was like a collection of juvenile songs.
Oh.
And like I stumbled upon that VHS as a kid, and the original version of this song is so bizarre and raunchy and raw. It might have scarred me a little bit, but it was just absolutely uncut. Absolutely.
That's kind of how explicit. I feel with Ying Yang Twins, From the Windows to the Walls. Like, I heard the radio version. It's like, okay.
You're right.
Then you hear, like, the uncut version. It's like, oh, that's what they're saying.
It's pretty gross.
Like, the radio version is like, oh, ski, 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 ski.
Yeah.
The real version is like, oh, ski, ski, mother. And it's just like, oh, so you know the other one? Like, doo, doo, doo. And they have, like, the bed squeaking.
Oh.
What it is, yo. What's
that?
That really sets the mood. So, guys, if you are with your loved one and you're really trying to, if you're really trying to set the mood, that's where you need to go.
You remember that Vine or that meme of the, I think this woman was on drugs or something, but they had her sing that song. That's actually one of the first times I heard the original words to that song. I didn't know.
Really?
What it is. What's up?
What's up?
Can I just keep in touch?
Right.
I don't know the words.
I don't know either.
All those songs will be played this weekend for your... bachelor party.
I feel like you might be the one to play it.
At some point, I want you to be unable to make... That sounds wrong. I want you to not have to, like, think about it and, like, what's next and keep the timetable. You just ought to be there.
I'm just showing up. I'm not...
Exactly.
I'm not planning anything.
That's how it ought to be. You found the song.
Oh, man.
Freestyle
I played
Friday.
The clean, though. I played the clean because the dirty is just... This is a PG show. I'm trying to keep these clean. People listen to this in the car with their kids.
We're sponsored.
Right?
I think we've already said some things I need to bleep out in the edit.
Please. In post. We're going to address that in post.
This is a clean version.
It don't even say yo. It's not even say yo. It says... Ben. Oh, yeah.
So give me your number and I'll call.
It don't say thing. Oh, and it doesn't say take me home so we can do it all.
Really?
No. It says take it home so you can do this activity that clowns do with.
No way.
Yeah. go home so you can juggle.
No way.
Juggle stuff. Yeah, it's intense. Anyway, why are we talking about this? Anyway.
And back when the mall was the place to go, too.
Anyway, I'm getting married to a nice, wholesome woman. And I'm happy.
Who doesn't know the words to these songs?
Who does not know this song
at all.
That's
the litmus test. If you know these words, I'm sorry. We got to cut it off.
But at 11:01 at the wedding, right after 11 p.m., it's getting turned up. No, just play. No, it's that.
I might have to
keep it wholesome.
I'm going to be all over that dance floor.
Man. You ready?
Oh, yeah, bro. I can't really say this because I'll say it. I've been looking forward to this. This is the wedding I'm looking forward to this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that makes the other weddings I'm going to seem. That's why I didn't want to say. And this is the wedding I'm a turn up. I'm probably going to cry.
You and me both, man. You and me both.
Because that comes out of nowhere. I don't know. I know we talked about it and you admit it. You say I might, but that hit me out of nowhere. It was like a wave. And so I'm definitely going to cry at yours.
Yeah. I teared up at yours. Especially when I saw you, I was like, oh, man, look what he's doing to me.
It just erupts out of your face. It starts in your knees, and then it works its way up through your chest and then through that lump in your throat and then out your eyes.
Yeah.
And then we'll turn up.
And then the turn up will commence.
It's going to be a glorious day. Did you all pick out DJ and songs and all that stuff?
We got some songs. So we got like, we want to hear some of these during cocktail hour. Mm-hmm. We want to hear some of these during dinner.
Right.
Some of these while we're dancing. But then otherwise, I trust my DJ a lot. He's pretty good.
That's important. Little planning note for you all. You got to trust your DJ or your caterer and your coordinator.
Yeah. So it's going to be good.
Now, don't say what it is, but you picked out like entrance songs and first dance song and your mother, like father, daughter, all that stuff.
Entrance song, check. First dance song, check.
Oh, that's good. Don't say what it is.
I'm not. She's still confirming and solidifying her father-daughter dance, mm-hmm. and I'm still working on the mother-son one.
Yeah.
Because like I I'm doing this thing. So my mother passed away when I was a lot younger. So I'm doing this thing where I'm going to dance with three different women who have just kind of been in my life, mm-hmm. and so we'll rotate out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to find like the right song because it's not necessarily like a mother son type thing. Like all the mother sons were like, "Oh, we were always there for you when you were born."
Right,
like,
right.
Most of them were, but not like you know. So mother like. So I'm trying to find the right balance of you are the wind beneath my wings or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So we got most of the songs all checked. So small stuff.
You're there. Sounds like you're there.
I think so.
Sounds like there's no major pieces.
We are good to go.
Some people do be having, like, major chunks the week of, like,
Yeah. I mean, I think, question for you. How many of your friends have, like, gotten married? Or have at least proposed?
I'll say a solid 6-7.
Okay, and were they all, like, yes? Did all the women say yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like typically when you propose to someone, you know if they're going to say yes.
You know. Yeah.
It's like a 99.99% chance that you know.
I think, yeah, you should know. Because either your other person will, your significant other will hint at it or drop hints or. But you should know. If you don't know, then you're an idiot.
Then you shouldn't. Be asking?
You shouldn't be, yeah.
Or maybe they're asking to find out because they generally don't know. Hey, would you?
Should be asking for information.
just by chance, would you? So I sent you a picture.
Yesterday. Yeah, that's right.
And it's basically, you know, the internet's messy. This is the year of petty. Like everyone is being really petty this year, but the internet's
and it's
messy.
The funniest.
As always, and I love it.
It is the funniest.
I love it. I love it so much. So. It says, someone kind of proposed a question online. It says, if a man proposes to a girl and she says no, is the relationship over? Now, what would be your response if someone asked you that?
Hell yes.
Like, okay, she said no.
Oh, okay, let me clarify.
Because there's an answer here that I want to share with our listeners. But
it depends whose fault it is.
If
you ought to have known better, then yeah, keep dating. If you ought to have known better. But if you was in it and you thought it was for real and... Then I'm sorry, we can't do it. I'm way too hurt. What's that response say?
So someone responds to this person's post online. So the question one more time is, if a man proposes to a girl and she says no, is the relationship over? The person who responded said, well, if you try for the basketball team and you don't make it, You still gonna go to practice? So, I mean,
yeah,
that kind of sums it up. The answer
is no.
Like, if you tried out for the team, you didn't make it, you're gonna keep coming to practice?
That's,
no. So,
that's so petty.
If you propose and she says no, you still gonna be like, all right, what time you want me to pick you up tomorrow? Like, what?
If you try for the team and don't make it, you still gonna go to practice. I barely went to practice on the team.
Oh, gosh.
That's the perfect answer.
I think so. I mean, because, like, they said, no, you're just not on the right. You're on completely two different pages. Like, how do you bounce back from that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've seen the clips online where, like, the dude asks, like, in front of, like, at the game or, like, on the Megatron.
I've seen that.
And it's like.
A halftime's guy, yeah. I saw one of the videos. I think it was, like, a Rockets game for the one
that
I saw.
That hurts. You think they stayed together?
Probably not. Because, like, this is my thing. All right, if you my girl and I propose to you in public, and if you don't want to accept, okay, that's fine. I'm not going to force you into it. But if you don't want to accept, can you at least do me the favor of saying yes in the moment, like when we're in public, and then, like, afterwards we can talk it out and be like, nah, I'm not ready. Because, like, this guy proposed at a basketball game at halftime in front of thousands of people and then on TV at a halftime NBA game. And she, like, put her hand over her mouth, started crying. She shook her head no, and she ran off the court. It was just this dude in front of thousands of people standing on a basketball court with the ring in his hand, him on his knees. And then, like, the mascot had to come give him a beer and walk him off the court. Like, how you going to do him like that? If you really love somebody, you got to be like, no, yes, in the moment, and then be like, no,
yeah, she
later
didn't
on.
Love him. She like, didn't love him. And good for the mascot bringing that beer. That's like there's nothing else to do in the situation.
Should have brought him a shot because, my goodness. How you going to do him like that?
Yeah, that relationship couldn't go on. I don't know how you come back from that.
No, even if she later on was like, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Yes, I want to. I'm like, nah, forget you. We're done.
That's really funny, though. Like, say yes right now. Like while your teeth are clenched. On, hey, say yes right
just,
now.
Just,
I get
just
it.
Say yes right now.
Please, for me. My
oh my
say.
Gosh.
Hey, y'all, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we got much more to discuss with Tim and Jeannie. We'll be right back with more Out the Game podcast.
Roll them. Hit them up, hit them up, hit them up, hit them up.
It's hard to rap when you know, it took me years to figure out what he was saying.
What, in that bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell with bare rails in your mouth. Swizzy.
Yes, I had no idea what he was saying. I thought he was saying bat rails.
Bat.
Like, what is a bat rail?
Yeah, no, it's not a bat rail at all. But yeah, man. All right, so we had a break.
We're back from that break.
We took time to reflect on our
lives.
The things that we said, the things that we must ask for forgiveness.
When this airs.
Please, wife, forgive me, for we know not what we do.
Hey, you just won. That's you just did marriage. You just did marriage right there.
I did it. Did I figure it out?
You won.
Yo, okay. So you've been married for a minute, man.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some advice, because I am nearing. It's coming up. Like, it's like, you know, in Game of Thrones, if you watch Game of Thrones, they say winter is coming for like 8 seasons, mm-hmm. and then finally, like, it mm-hmm. finally gets there.
Yeah.
It's here. The
it's,
wedding,
it's 3 weeks
marriage
away.
Is marriage is coming, and it is here. So,
here's
yeah.
I had a meeting with a pastor, I think it was 2 days ago.
All right.
And they always got to, you know, older dudes always got to, like, lace. They always got to give you something.
My dad's a pastor. So I get these talks every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes.
See, I had switched churches, and, you know, the one pastor I play for, I don't, you know, hang out too much with. So
it's my first time,
like, with hanging out. And, you know, he said, listen, man, you can never be, because I must have said something like, oh, I'm tired. You know, I was beat, you know, this week. I had a bunch of stuff. But he's like, man, don't let it see you tired.
Oh,
she can't never see tired. You can never not have energy for her.
All right.
And I took that all right. You can don't ever let her see you tired. Don't be tired for her. You gotta have energy for her. You gotta be there for her. Huh. I said, amen.
I like that.
So, and I said, you know, I wrote it down. You know, something's important when you write it down.
Yeah.
I haven't felt the need to write anything down. Like, I have this dry erase board in my office, and usually I write something down, but don't let them see it. I don't get tired. That's what Chris Brown says. I don't get tired. So don't get tired, man.
I got you. I got you. I'll do it for you.
Thanks. Do it for the do it for the vine.
But no, marriage life has been everything wanted, everything you imagined, everything you hoped for.
It's great. It's like a we spent a lot of time together, and it's just more of a responsibility is the wrong word because it can have a negative connotation.
Right.
But it's constant communication. You must communicate. You must be aware of each other's schedules. You have to make time for each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, we schedule our regular date nights, and we take turns figuring out what we're doing for that.
Nice.
We've been going to a lot of events lately together. But
that's the best when you can walk in with your wife on your arm.
Yes, and getting used to that is the whole thing, too. This is my wife.
Oh.
You know what Amanda loves to do? Like, she'll make reservations, and or I think she loves to do it. I don't know. But she'll walk in and say, reservation for 2 at 7 o'clock, Amanda Staples. And that's new for me to hear. I said, okay, you better get that reservation, girl. Reservation for 2, Amanda Staples.
Staples, please.
But it's good, man. No, it's great. Yeah,
nice.
It's fun, and it's also work, and it's also communication, but it's also balance. But it's fun.
Yeah. Do you feel like? I mean, I don't know. It might be a little different for y'all. So, like, Emily and I don't live together.
Mm-hmm.
But like in 3 weeks, we will.
Yes, you
so,
will.
So.
Yes, you.
Because there are still some nights where, like, I come home, or not some nights. I come home sometimes, and it's just me, and right, I'm like, aha, I'm home. This is my house. This is my domain, my area.
Yeah, that won't be your house.
I know. So I know it won't be my house. But like, so I guess
my
thought is like, is there like a point where you're like, all right, I need my space, or like you're always here? I'm not saying I feel that way, but I wonder, like, is that something that comes up for other people?
Of course. And I think that's healthy for any human in any relationship. Here's the thing, like, my personality type, believe it or not, that for I err on the introverted side, which means I kind of prefer to be alone a lot of the time.
No.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not even being sarcastic. I'm genuine. Really? No. No.
No, yeah.
You seem like such a people person, but Amanda is definitely much more extroverted than you.
Yeah. She Amanda draws energy from being around people and in groups and around. Like, I sometimes I can't stand crowd. Like, sometimes we can't go to a restaurant. I'm like, but it's too crowded. I can't do it. It's too many people. But I think in any relationship, whether it's like your brothers and your frat, or your boss, or work environment, home environment, I do think it's healthy to be alone sometimes. Or whatever. It not all the time, but I find it helpful. I work from home too, so I get to kind of like be in my nest for long amounts of time, and, you know, kind of recharge and get work done. But living together is an adjustment for sure.
Yeah.
Because I remember at one point, and the point of this podcast is to be honest and open, and
do it, man.
That's why I'm a filmmaker, to make art and things that are honest. So like, we try to be really honest, but there was an adjustment period when, you know, like for a while, Amanda was in, she's doing TFA for you in Phoenix. And for a while I was home in Chicago, and then I came out here and, you know, was living by myself and had my customs and times and my areas.
That's true.
And all that.
Yeah.
And then she moved to LA, and for a while we were living in a closet of a space in grad housing at USC. So just the lack of
I think
of
I came
space.
To that spot once.
Yeah, dude, and we all
by Jefferson
fit in there. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
So we were living there for a while, and that's an adjustment just because you literally need your own space. Where am I gonna put my stuff? That's your stuff over there, it's my stuff. And then we moved to a bigger spot in Little Tokyo, and we were able to fill that out and kind of like initiate that place together or whatever. But no, it's definitely an adjustment, living together, getting used to somebody. Same thing with like college. You got roommates.
Sure.
Same thing with sharing rooms with siblings growing up and all that stuff.
Sure.
You got to learn how to be around another person.
You know, relationships are all about compromise, people. You got to make sure that you give a little.
See,
you got to take a little, okay? You give a little. And then you take some of it back, okay? Because if you can't compromise, you become rigid, and it can break. You got the flexibility. In California, buildings are built with flexibility in mind.
Because why, Tim?
Because when the quake comes, huh, when the hard times come and shake you up.
Yes, sir.
You got to make sure.
Yes, sir.
I can't do this anymore.
I wish I could. How do they keep their breath?
I don't know. I don't know at all.
Make sure that when you come.
Oh, man. If you've never been to a black church, you just went. Okay? You just went.
The other day, my friend told me some good news that he experienced, and I said, you know, you're not going to do it. I'm going to shout for you. So I pulled over, I put on a praise break, and I shouted right there on the side of the road.
Oh, there you go.
I said, you're not going to do it. I'm going to do it. And he'd never seen that before. He'd never seen anything. So some people have never experienced this exuberant, loud, screaming black church before.
Was he a white?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, he was a white.
He was a white.
He was a white. Yeah, thought so.
But it was a brand new experience for him, so I can only imagine the shock. But you know what? You bring up a good point.
Right.
Because you're black.
Yep.
You're African-American. You're literally African-American.
I am Nigerian-American.
You're Nigerian-American.
To be specific, yeah.
And your wife is not.
She's a Caucasian.
She's not African, and she's not black.
She's not.
And it's funny you bring it up. So your wedding is going to be a mixed culture wedding.
It's going to be a mixed culture wedding. You have Nigerians in there with white people.
Come on, man.
I need some security. I don't know
so
what's going
to
happen.
In terms of planning, like times and areas and songs and all that stuff, like you really had to consider this kind of like bicultural experience that people are going
to
have.
Yeah. Like I'm making sure that we have elements of, we both are, not I am, but we both are making sure that we have elements of my Nigerian culture in mm-hmm. it. So we got some lace, some material for clothing from Nigeria. We took it to a tailor. Mm-hmm. We're going to rock some Nigerian clothes at the second half of the wedding.
Both of us.
I got my DJ. I gave him a nice playlist that I got from my little sister. Shouts out to Victoria. From some Nigerian music. So we're going to play some Nigerian mm-hmm. music. We're going to do some Nigerian dancing. We're gonna have some Nigerian drinks. We're gonna have some maltinas, which are really good drinks. And we're gonna have maybe some Nigerian food, like some puff puffs, a little snack.
That's amazing, dude.
So it's definitely a blend of both of them. We got a lot of traditional stuff going on, but we got a little Nigerian stuff in there, man.
Because during the break, you were saying, what are the requirements of a black wedding?
Oh,
and we got them.
We got them.
Yeah, previously, it was like at least 7 R. Kelly songs. I don't know what the status is now.
I don't know. It might have dropped to 4, maybe. Number one is still Step in the Name of Love.
But you at least have to Step in the Name of Love or Electric Slide one time at a black wedding. You must
for sure. And typically the Electric Slide is the candy.
Yeah, you must have Cameo. And we were also talking. I realized we didn't have any Cameo. Not just candy. We didn't have Cameo
sure.
at our wedding. And I guess
I thought it was because, you know, you guys had it filmed by HGTV and there were some songs you couldn't play for, like, copyright issues. I didn't ask.
Not
but
only that, but, like, they
I noticed.
They needed chunks of time where all royalty-free music was used. Like, it wasn't like, we can't clear that song. It was like, we need this chunk of time where this is all we're going
to
play.
So, yeah, you didn't have the option of having as much time to play what you want to play.
So I guess that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
But Cameo and R. Kelly seem to be black staples.
I agree. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other black staples.
Tastes like candy. Man, just when you hear that, you just start swaying.
See, you can't help it.
You can't. You really can't.
I'm curious to... I've always been fortunate to have friends across cultures, and a lot of times I've been the segue into black culture, be it church
mm-hmm.
or just straight up secular. So I've had the privilege to watch many white people over the years not know how to respond to
it's one of my favorite
funk.
Things
but when
Cameo to watch
comes
white
on,
people.
I'm like, I can't move. I
right?
mean, I have to move.
You have to.
It's just
you have to.
And sometimes they can't catch the beat.
They can't.
They can't find it.
Sometimes
they
can't. It's one of my favorite things to do. Emily knows this. I love watching white people dance. It's kind of one of my favorite things to do. We're not being stereotypical here. I know some white people got moves for days.
Some
much
do.
Better than me, probably.
Yes.
Most likely. But there's a few who just can't catch the beat, which is okay.
Well, I don't want to generalize either, but it is a fact that the majority of folks I've experienced in my personal kind of upbringing in life.
Yeah, just in our interactions, in our observations and experiences.
Based on my sample population, that is a fact.
Yep, it's true.
So maybe there's going to be some of that at your wedding.
I hope
so. Just based on the numbers.
I love watching white people dance. And it's not even just on her side. Like, I got a lot of white friends as well. Like, I went mm-hmm. to UCLA, also taught and teach for American in Phoenix. Like, mm-hmm. it's white people around me. So I got, like, a lot of my good friends coming, like, that I'm excited to see.
It's going to be white people at the Vietnamese cafe.
Man. Yeah, one of my good friends. He's one of my groomsmen, Phil. 6'6" guy from Corona. Played volleyball. He's a lawyer now. Super dope guy. But he's white. He's white. But he's cool. He's cool. He's cool people. He's cool people.
And then there are some white people. This is a tangent, but there are also some white people who probably were supposed to be. I don't know what happened with the genetics, but they were born black and just came out like. Ronnie's like that. When my brother Ronnie, who was in my bachelor party, the one who wore gold shoes, who looked like Morris Day.
I remember.
Just like born with knowledge and culturalable.
Mm-hmm.
And can move a little bit, so you know, the converse of that is true too. Don't want to overgeneralize and not be representative.
But I love watching white people do things, but particularly dance.
Yeah, it's one of the. I mean, especially like if you're out, you know, at a bar or something, and there's there's drinks going on and liquors and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a bee near me, Tim.
I saw it. I'm just staring. I'm trying to stay still. Know, is that what you're supposed to do with bees?
I saw you see it.
I'm staring still. That's what you do with bees and bears. You stay still, right?
Bears for sure. It's something you're supposed to get big at. It's not bears.
Is it not bears? I thought that was it.
No, so there's something you're supposed to like say, I'm here.
Oh, I'm here.
That's not bears. Bears, you're supposed to play dead.
You sure?
Because they're going, I don't know.
I seen The Revenant with, what's that guy, Leonardo DiCaprio? He plays still, and that bear towed his butt up. Spoiler alert.
I found this this video on YouTube, and it was like the top 10 situation, the top thing, how to survive the top 10 most common animal attacks. Bear was on there, and it said play dead. It's going to mess you up, but play dead.
Was wife on there? That's one of the things we're going to edit out, okay? That's one of the, how to survive when your wife attacks. We're going to edit that out, though. We're going to edit that out. Is that the name of this episode?
I wish that was in the manual I watched, because I would have used the tactic this
just
morning.
Just playing. Love you. Oh, God. I got to make it to 3 weeks, man. I got to make sure this wedding happens.
I think there are. See, that's the thing. When guys ask for advice, especially from older gentlemen, there's also like a guy part of the advice that like people can't hear. Now, in the advice I was telling you earlier, there was a section of advice that I can't even say
air,
and that's what we'll talk about when you and I are on break.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you.
But some of the tips that would have been in this, you know, proto how to survive your wife attack manual. I'm sure this is some of the things he said. Anyway, bear was on there, alligator and shark was on there. Sharks are super sensitive in the nose. So you can punch them in the nose or the
eyes. And the gills. I heard the gills are good too, because that's you blocking their airways.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Discovery Channel lately.
I saw this invention that apparently the sharks use a little bit of like, I don't know the words, magnetism in their nose or something like that. There's a magnet you can wear around your ankle that's kind of like distasteful to the shark.
Like a repellent.
Electromagnet things in their nose.
Okay.
Or something. The alligator, you're supposed to run in zigzags because they can't go straight.
Okay.
Or they can't do zigzags. Sorry, they can only go straight. And then there was an ostrich on there.
Them things are fast. What do you do for that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I know this isn't about relationships anymore.
Climb a tree. It's a climb a tree.
Okay. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so that's all I remember.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah,
anyway,
you know.
We had to get that
out. You had to get that out of the way.
It's
you're welcome.
The podcast, and now you're well-versed in how to survive many animals.
Out the forest podcast. How do you get out the forest?
And then one tactic is, swamp. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, baby. Sorry, baby. That's for the wife attack. Sorry, baby. How do you get out of that? Sorry.
Hey, but before we go, and it's been a while. People have been saying, what's going on?
It's been a long time.
You know, we've missed you. It's because it's been weeks, really.
I know. People have been saying, like, oh, what's up? Where's the podcast at? And I'm like, I know. It's coming.
Yeah, so we're back. We're excited to be back.
Yeah, we are.
We've got 3 weeks till Tim's wedding. We're going to podcast every week until then. So you'll experience, you know, him. That weird set of emotions I went through, and sometimes you listen and I'm barely there. Hang, like, perhaps we'll have some of that with Tim as he kind of gets closer and closer.
I feel it coming.
But people, you know, people have been saying, where you at? Where you been? Excited to be back. We got screenshotted and Snapchatted and something on Instagram recently. I saw that, and it was like, catching up on Out the Game. These guys are hilarious. You know people's favorite episode?
What?
The episodes where our wives are on.
You know that's true. That's true.
Yeah,
they're like,
oh,
it's so good.
Way about that.
It's ours.
But
it's ours. It's not theirs. But I get it. They're kind of cool people. They're pretty awesome.
They're decently cool people.
Yeah, I give them that much.
They literally are better halves. But that's what people say. They're like, oh, I love those episodes.
Well, we'll get them on soon. We got to do another breakfast.
Yeah. sometimes I don't know if sometimes I gotta like twist a man's arm a little bit, like, come on, just be on. But because some people just don't want to, you know, she's not shy, but
yeah,
you know, this is a
Emily's definitely come out of her shell, though. I know the first time she was like,
she announces the shit out of this show now.
It's, I promise you, I think when I look at our ratings, they spike anytime she brings us in. I think so.
Yeah, if we were to, yeah, if you could graph the listener experience, like literally per episode, you'd have these spikes at the times. And
yeah, when they talk and when we talk, it goes down.
Can you guys shut up?
I want to hear the ladies. When we do like a takeover episode, they can take over.
Yeah, who knows what they'll, who knows the who dirt knows? That'll.
Who knows? But then I'll be waiting for an apology for something they say.
Exactly.
Tables have turned.
I'm waiting. Excuse me.
You
gonna apologize?
When I listen to it and they get home, I'm like, you got something to tell me? You got something to apologize for?
So what is a Sunset Cruise?
Huh? And what is this Vietnamese coffee shop? You don't even drink coffee. You're right. I don't. I don't drink coffee.
We just put so many people on. I didn't know what that was, but a lot of people know what a Vietnamese cafe is now. We just put so many people on.
Yeah. I guess I'll be at one. I don't know. Maybe I won't. Who knows?
That was all the joke. Brother, it's always good to hang out with you and talk with you. I'm glad. I needed this.
Yeah.
Because
I did too.
I think people needed it too. Without tooting our own horn, but I think we're an example of young millennial brothers who are committed and made a decision and making life changes and embarking on new adventures and changing the world and being examples for their peers. I think people needed it too, and I'm glad that we have listeners.
Yeah, man. I was having withdrawals. I was missing this, man. I missed the brotherhood, the friendship, the camaraderie. Yeah. Like, this helps me get through the wedding, and I think I had a lot bent up and I needed to share with someone who's going through a similar experience or have just recently gone through the same experience as me.
We each have withdrawal. We're each like scratching our wrists and in the mirror with a comb tick. Like it's a microphone.
Coming to you out the game today. I'm just like in front of a mirror.
Crying.
Like I'm really doing it.
We're live from Vista Hermosa.
But man, I feel it coming. Mm. It's coming.
I feel it coming.
The wedding is coming. Game of Thrones. Coming,
I'm so, winter's coming.
Game of Rings. Game of Rings. They're coming, man.
I'm so excited, man. I'm going to turn up at your wedding. I might even prepare a second half for my own Nigerian.
Hey! I can't wait to share the experience with our listeners. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And just so everybody knows, I will have a microphone walking around.
Little vlog action?
And a camera. Yeah.
Yes. Talk to people. Let them know. Get their thoughts.
So you all can.
I got some people I really want you to talk to. I got some family from London. So this is like their first time at like an American wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you're gonna have a dope wedding recap video.
Also, similar to you, I'm gonna do the brewery the night before. Same one too. So
dope.
Come through on Thursday night if you're free.
You know, there is like a sect of people who listen to us for like wedding planning tips.
Right.
Like a lot of it is like us venting and joking around, and people love that. But like, I do think people like actually learn from this, and that's a great way, because a wedding weekend is jam packed.
So packed.
At the wedding itself, you're not gonna remember saying hi to everybody because you're like,
it's gonna be so hard, so difficult, right?
Doing something the night before, whether it's like a potluck, brewery thing, that's a great way to spend time with people when you're not stressed.
Yep, and then people are coming in town, so it gives an opportunity to see a little bit of LA.
It's brilliant.
So it's dope. I stole that one from y'all.
Where and what time in the address, just so our listeners know.
We can find it online like my students did.
Did they really?
Our wedding website is like on the knot, and they literally just Googled our name and just, they know the wedding time, the wedding location. They know everything. They're like, I'm going to show up. I'm like, all right, now I got to get security because my high school students that have cars are going to try to get in, and I don't have to deal with that. They don't even know about the podcast, but
that's a really funny kind of threat. Like, just you get no text from your student with a screenshot of the wedding information.
Right. They're like, hey, when's your wedding? April 6th, I already know it. I'm like, okay. And it was like, we found your wedding website. And I'm like, oh, great. Cool.
See, that's one thing. I couldn't be a teacher because I have too much on YouTube and images and stuff.
They could
blackmail me if they wanted to.
I'm pretty clean.
I've done too many embarrassing things.
Yeah.
They wouldn't take me seriously.
Yeah, they probably don't.
You got nothing to cover up. You got nothing to clean.
I'm an open book. You can read me if you like.
That should be like our new tagline. We're open books. Read us if you like. Out the game.
Exactly.
Hey, congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it, bro. I'm so happy.
I'm stoked. It's here.
I can't wait to hear these real tips, though, when we get off the air, though. That's what I'm so waiting for. Okay, yeah, the real ones.
You're right. Let's get to that.
Goodbye. Talk to y'all later.